Thank you. Commit your yourself to this trust and responsibility.
I do.
And I ask this of all present, both members of St. John's and those who are visiting with us this night. Will you who witness this new beginning support and uphold Philip in this ministry?
We will!
Let us then offer our prayers to God for all his people, for this congregation, and for Philip, their rector. If you are able, please remain standing. If it's more comfortable, feel free to be seated.
God the Father,
have mercy on us.
God the Son,
have mercy on us.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God,
have mercy on us. Lord, hear our prayer.
For a blessing upon all let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord our God.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Ever-living God, strengthen and sustain Philip, that with patience and understanding he may love and care for your people. And grant that together they may follow Jesus Christ, offering to you their gifts and talents. Through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of Acts. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let's stand and sing together Psalm 47.
Thank you.
be seated. The second reading is from Ephesians. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you, as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us, who believe according to the working of his great power? God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet, and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Poor Ascension Day. Stuck between Easter and Pentecost. As the comedian Dangerfield used to say, it just doesn't get as much respect as it should. So I've thought about it for the last 3 weeks and wondered what we could do to rev up Ascension Day in the church. And I decided, since marketing drives so much of the awareness of an event, that we need to have the bishop introduce some resolution at General Convention and name a cookie or a chocolate or something for Ascension. And then as soon as the Easter candy sold out, we could have the Ascension candy in the store, and maybe blue balloons or something like that, so we could have a little bit of more of an awareness of Ascension Day. So what's it about, this Ascension thing? It's to remind us of the importance of Jesus' journey and of our journey as his disciples. Diana Butler Bass, in her new book, Christianity After Religion, likens the Bible to a story of a family, a spirited pilgrimage, as it were, a memoir of the family, a record of a communal journey to and from God and back again, that reveals ever-increasing faithfulness, a widening understanding of God's love and God's justice. Christian scripture reveals the same passion for moving about that Jesus does. Indeed, he's born on a road trip. Shortly thereafter, he's taken to Egypt. During his public ministry, if you think about the Gospels, he's always going from here to there. It's sometimes hard to keep track of where he is if you read through a Gospel. And then in his final days, he goes into Jerusalem. The entire Passion narrative is a story of movement, first to Jerusalem, then a retreat to the garden, then being arrested, then being taken from official to official, only to walk the way of the cross and be executed at Calvary. But even then, Jesus doesn't rest. What happens? 3 days later, he is gone from the tomb. No one knows where his body is. The women say that he is risen from the dead. And to prove the point, Jesus pops in and out of the narrative, inasmuch as eating with disciples and walking with them on the road to Emmaus. And then finally, we get to Ascension, and he ascends into heaven, saying that he will return. He will return. But he doesn't stop moving until Ascension. Before he ascends, he gives his disciples his blessing, lifting his arms so that the scars of the nails can be seen in his hand to show us how much he loves us. And his blessing is that everywhere we go and everything we do will be blessed in his name. Between the poles of present and future, when Christ will come again, is where we find ourselves, under his blessing, free to flourish as Christians. His blessing sets us free to know that we are safe until he comes again. No matter what the forces of evil do to us, we will not perish, because the one who blessed us is the one who bore the death upon the cross and destroyed death itself. Our lives as individuals and as churches are journeys as much as Jesus' earthly journey was. We journey through life trying to find our identity and connection to God, our Creator. Sometimes, like Jesus, we find ourselves in deserts and valleys. Sometimes we feel the exuberance of Palm Sunday riding into Jerusalem. The choir is going to sing an anthem in a minute, and I had the joy of hearing them do it yesterday. The words are so appropriate and so beautiful, so listen well during the offertory, but These are some of the stanzas. Some take high roads, some take low roads, some take any road beneath their feet. Some take soft roads, any way the wind blows. Some take lonely roads that never meet. Some take hard roads that no one else can see. But they all come back to you, Lord. They all come back to you. Philip and Ellen and the Linder family could not have imagined or asked for the roads that they have taken. From Long Island to Atlanta to Columbia and now to beautiful Kentucky. Along the way, they've known God. Oh, they've known God. But they've been in desert places too, where they couldn't see God's face. Jesus understands their journey, and he calls them to bless this place in his name. And this beautiful parish, this beautiful, wonderful church, who could have ever envisioned that the tumult of the national church would cause your good neighbors and friends to get up and walk out of a service and leave you? And yet Jesus called you to be faithful and loving, blessed enough that in the time of disbelief and hurt, y'all could say, "Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia." And so finally, at this special occasion, on this celebration of a new ministry and a celebration of the Feast of the Ascension, and I forgot to ask, to tell you, I love stained glass, and there is an Ascension window back there, so be certain and look at it before you leave, although Jesus' hands are down and not up. But I always look at stained glass, so look at the window. But we're here to remember these two important occasions and to give thanks for Jesus' blessing, and that we will always remember that we are his wherever our journeys take us, and that what we do will be a blessing in his name. Amen.
Amen.
Scripture records that when God and God's people enter into a covenant with each other, God establishes a sign to mark that new relationship. When a priest and people enter into a new covenant with one another, the exchange of symbolic gifts is an appropriate way to mark the occasion.
Philip, accept this Bible, and be among us as one who proclaims the word.
Amen.
Philip, take this water and help me baptize in the name of our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Philip, before you, you see now these signs that have been presented to you as gifts, symbolizing aspects of your ministry. Some of the most precious gifts are out there, and so receive them as well. Friends, your priest is also a special gift. Receive him. And so may all of these gifts be signs of the ministry which is mine and yours in this place.
Amen.
Transition. there are some behind me as well. Thank you for your work. And also for the vestry, wardens and vestry members who guide the life of this church in communion with their rector, would you stand so we can thank you for your leadership? your dearly beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. After his glorious resurrection, he openly appeared to his disciples, and in their sight ascended into heaven to prepare a place for us, that where he is, there we might also be, and reign with him in glory. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all, for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us eat the feast. Alleluia.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and be thankful. Thank you. ask God's blessing.
The peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and those you love and those you're called to love, this night and forevermore.
Amen. Amen.